This interview highlight package is brought to you by Sowetan Live.
It's true what you are saying, and it has been going on for the past year. Actually, it's more than a year now that the kitchen has been under construction or refurbishment, if I may put it that way. And we've raised this issue as Nehao with management several times, of the incomplete refurbishment of that kitchen. And workers have been tolerant enough, and it's understandable that they are withdrawing their services because the conditions are unbearable. You see, even today that it is raining, it's going to be a mess. The water falls through falls through the ceiling and goes to the port. We even shared videos with management in that regard, but up to now, really, there's no solution in sight. They keep on shifting goalposts when they promise to resolve the matter. So it's no surprise that workers have taken that decision, and as Nehao, we support them in what they are doing. Unfortunately, the community will suffer the consequences.
Yeah,
because we have been raising this thing of having people that are incompetent being put in managerial positions. And at the end of the day, when workers say they've had enough, fingers point to workers, and nobody is shouldering responsibility from management side. And the CEO is aware of this, even including the provincial management is aware of what is happening in hospital.
Yeah. Can you touch on the expired food, like your spices, your coffee? Do you know anything about that? Because I was told by the workers.
Yes, we also know about that too. And we've also raised it with management, the losses that are suffered because of expired food at the kitchen. And the department is losing money, but they are hiding it. And workers have raised this thing time and again with the leadership from the hospital too. And nobody wants to take responsibility. Yes.
But then what does this do now to the patients, you know, because...
It only means one thing, that there's going to be a shortage of food, the menu won't be adequate, and it means that the families now will need to come in and take care of their own in terms of feeding or catering. Because at the end of the day, nobody will go and cook for people while putting their lives at risk.
Yeah.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at Sowetan Live.